This is Mick Rhodes for the Claremont Courier podcast, First Take. Here's my story. The happy crowd hangs up its socks after 30 years. Kids, it's been said, are the most brutally honest audience one can have. They'll let you know immediately whether they're entertained. It's a cold-blooded, near-instant review, and the pint-sized critics do not suffer fools. High Maradian knows a lot about this volatile dynamic. As the admittedly silly frontman for the beloved children's band, The Happy Crowd, he's spent 30 years getting enthusiastic thumbs up from untold thousands of kids and their parents. And now, after three decades and dozens of Claremont concerts, the band is hanging up their happy socks for good and calling it quits, going out with an emotional final concert Thursday, August 11th at Memorial Park. The Happy Crowd is saying goodbye for a simple reason. At 72, Maradian is no longer physically capable of the highly animated, surprisingly athletic style of exaggerated live performance he's always brought to the band. Plus, its members are now scattered throughout the West Coast, making gigs not nearly as convenient as they once were. Insert, quote, 411, then insert, quote, 444. Maradian has lived in Pomona for decades, but Claremont is where the Happy Crowd found its audience. Years ago, former Mayor Sam Pedroza even proclaimed him an honorary Claremont citizen, complete with a key to the city, during a July 4th Happy Crowd performance at Memorial Park. The band began in the early 1990s as rockadaisical with Maradian, Steve Sturgis, Reggie Chavez, and David Pope Furman. Maradian was in his early 40s. Insert quote 127. Then Furman moved to Kansas City and bassist Colley Coburn joined the band. Coburn suggested the group write its own material. Soon after, Maradian and Coburn began performing as a duo with a new name, The Happy Crowd. The band spent its early gigs trying to figure out how to keep kids engaged. They were a quick study and soon had a clutch of original songs. Insert quote 325. Then, insert quote 342. Others followed, including Dreamland, a lullaby, Stretcheroo, a song for kids to play when they're waking up, about parents glazing over as their toddlers talk incessantly in the car, as they tend to do, and what was perhaps their signature tune, Happy Socks, about wearing two different socks. At their peak, from about 1995 to 2005, the Happy Crowd would draw 1,000 people at their regular Memorial Park shows in Claremont, and they were playing weekly all around Southern California. Insert quote 1439. Most children's entertainment of the day was banal, Maradian recalled. Insert quote 635. The idea was to write tunes that appealed to both parents and kids. It worked. Insert quote 713. The band recorded three CDs of original material, two of which, Gettin' Happy from 1996 and 2000's Happy Socks, are available on streaming platforms. In 1997, Gettin' Happy won a National Parenting Publications Gold Award. The group also released one DVD, The Happy Crowd at Adventure City, in 1998. Back in the days of terrestrial radio dominance, Radio Oz, a kid-centric station from 1990 to 1998, began playing the band, and eventually their tune, You Are You, off Gettin' Happy, hit number 7 on the station's national charts. In their early years, they worked anywhere and everywhere for little pay. The idea was to establish the Happy Crowd as a premier Southern California children's group. That work paid off. Since then, the group has done several hundred gigs over the 30 years of their existence, Maradian said. Insert quote 1459. Maradian's stage persona, overtly silly by his own admission, was balanced by Kenny McSpadden's straight man and Marty Smarty Marty Ichito, who dressed in a graduate's cap and gown. The shtick had Maradian playing the Daffy comic, the other two must rein in. Maradian was clearly enjoying talking about the band, its music, and its antics. It seemed like it might be tough to walk away from such a joyous gig. insert quote, 1601. Ironically, Maradian does not have kids of his own. Insert quote, 2430. He's seen two generations of kids come up with the band. Insert quote, 2458. Insert quote, 2645. 2 weeks prior to the Happy Crowd's final bow, Maradian was feeling nostalgic. Insert quote, 2945. This has been Mick Rhodes for the Claremont Courier podcast, First Take. Thanks for listening. First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.